The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zevachim, Daf Hei Omed Alef, and we're holding on the third line, the penultimate word on the line. Now, what we've come up with so far is that there is something called the Hakrov of a Korban, both when there was a Shinui of a Shem of the Korban and when there was a Shinui of the Shem of the Baalim. In both of those cases, it's not Oyla Lebaalim, the Shem Kuvan, and nonetheless it's brought. Now, what this creates is a situation where we are divorcing the impact and effect and meaning of the Korban from the fact that the Korban is brought. I mean, I understand that there's purpose in Korbanot, but surely that purpose requires the tziruf of two issues, the bringing of the animal and the relationship of the one that's bringing it. If you're telling me that there's such a thing as bringing an animal that has no relationship to the one who's bringing it, then you're changing the entire picture of what a Korban is. And this disturbed Reish Lakish very much. And Reish Lakish, as we know, was not one to mince words and took things very, very personally when he didn't understand something. And so here is the scene. Reish Lakish is down on his tummy in the Beis HaMidrash, pounding the ground in frustration, and yelling about how this is possible. So Rami Reish Lakish al Ma'oi Beis HaMidrash, there he is on his stomach, furious, in the Beis HaMidrash. Umakshe! What the heck is that supposed to mean? Im kshirim heim yeratzu. Look, if it's kosher, then they have to do something with their kashrut. Vim ein meratzim lama baim. Now, what is the point of bringing a korban that is in meratz on the baalim? Omar lo Rav Eliezer, well, I mean, we do find that there is such a thing, do we not? Should say Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. Matzino beboim leachar mita. Look, it's possible to bring a korban after a person died, okay? So the heirs bring the korban. So if the heirs bring the korban, you can ask the same question. But that means that there's clearly a concept of a korban that is no longer directly related to the person, but has been caused by the person. That's good enough. Shein kisherim, but nonetheless, they're clearly not meratzeh. It's not. Ha'isha, you're not going to argue with the Mishnah, right? So ha'isha she'viya chatata. Here we have a yoledet. She brought her korban chatat, and then she died. Yavu yorshim olata. The matching olah has to be brought nonetheless by her heirs, despite the fact that she's no longer alive. Olata umeita, and the other way around, if they had first brought the korban olah and then she died, then, of course, you cannot bring a chatat liachar mita, because that's a chatat shemetu ba'aleha. Even if she had set it aside, it would have been pasul. So there's no way to do that. But if, in the other way around, lo yavu yorshim chatat, which is clear. So I don't see that this is innately so different. Amarle, so Reish Lakish said to him, well, I agree with you. That's all very nice where it's possible to bring the korban le'achar mita. You're talking about a korban ola. Fine. An ola is a more generalized korban. I understand that it may serve purposes in the very fact that you caused it to be brought. So that is brought le'achar mita. Surely you're not going to suggest that you could bring a korban asham le'achar mita, because that's not a din. The din is, wherever the korban chatat would have to be left to die, kol shebechatat mita, by the asham, the din is that it has to be left to pasture until it gets a mum, ro'ah, and then yimacher, you sell the animal, and you use the money to bring a korban ola for the mizbeach, kayetz mizbeach, which is the equivalent of a nidvat tzibur. So what I'm bothered about is not other korbanot, which can be brought for very generalized purposes, and therefore brought also liach. But what bothers me is, how do you explain the case of the Asham? That doesn't make any sense. Omar Leiser, Rabbi Elazar said to him, well, that's exactly the reason why Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and he agrees with you. There you go. That says right there in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Asham. Says Reish Lakish, oh man, I don't believe it. This is a guy that they claim is Mark Eisner. What an idiot. Zeh shomrim alav adam gadol, for heaven's sakes, I'm telling you about the Mishnah. You think I don't know Reb Eliezer? So you respond to me, Reb Eliezer. I'm asking you how the Rabbanan explained the fact that a Korban Asham is kosher. So you try to soothe me by giving me like a little drink of hot milk. Vatamate Reb Eliezer. Elam Reish Lakish, look, nobody's going to help me. I'm going to have to help myself. You can all shut up. Eftach ani pitchal anafshay. I'll figure this out on my own. And then he says the drasha we had until now, which is Motzas Vatecha Tishmor V'yasita Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem, Es Tegamor, Nedava, Hay Neder, Nedavahi, etc., etc. Like we said before, which of course doesn't really explain anything, as we're about to see. So that can't be everything that he said. Yativ Rebbe Zera, Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Ava, V'yativ Abaye Gabayu. So there, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba were sitting, and Abaye was sitting right near them. The Yatvi Vikamri, and they were talking to each other, and they say, I don't get it. Rish Lakish was bothered by the Korban Asham. The Korban Asham is, by definition, not brought Liachar Mitah, because also it's not brought B'neder, it's not brought B'nedava. It has a very specific purpose, to be Mechaper on a particular chait. And then he answers himself by bringing the Pasuk of Motzas Vatecha, which is referring to something that you can bring by saying so, which are only things that are brought b'neder u'b'nedava. Can we give Gilad one of the Gemara then? No, but the little Gemara then. Barnei's Gemara. I mean, you know, he could say about himself, what's he bringing a pasuk from here? I mean, Ema Hababa Neder Benedava Laitiv Elodir. So we're all agreed already. He himself was agreed. Something that can come Benedir Benedava. That can be brought and nonetheless not be Maratza, and everything makes sense. But the Korban Asham, if it's not being Maratza, shouldn't be brought. You're back where you started from. The Torah never gave a din of a Nedava on an ashram, so the ashram alayte klal amalu abaye. No, that is not what Rish Lakish said. Zabrit Rish Lakish relied on Motzas Vatecha to tell me the Iker Din. What he said was that Ema. What he said was Me'alchama. He started his rush from by Chatas. It says Vishachat Ota Lechatat. And Ota Lechatat is only it has to be Lishma Shera Shelo Lishma Psul. The first thing we have to establish is that we can't possibly any other carbon but a chata by bringing it shalolishma. Hashar kachim shalolishman kisheri. Now, we turned that around. What you're reading is the last, what you heard was the last part of what Rish Lakish said. Then, the question was, if that is the case, then perhaps it should also be maratza. You were questioning it shouldn't be brought at all. From the fact that the only, if it wouldn't be brought at all, then for all intents and purposes, it was nifsa lishma, shalolishma, right? If I can't bring it, so you're saying me if it was brought shalol lishma. If I did the shechita shalol lishma, I can't bring it. No. So you're telling me that it's possible. But we just learned out from the pasuk that that's not true. That only a chatas is possible. The thing that he was bringing Motzas Vatecha on was the next piece. So that you don't understand. There was a ticha over here. The next piece was, but if that is correct, then that if the given is that the asham will be brought, then how can you say that it's not maratz? That's what he was asked. To which he told himself, since the Torah discussed is the karbonis that are brought despite the fact that they're a shalolishma and says that the only impact was that they change in essence from a neder to a nedava. So mamela, it's brought in that set. In a sense, it's more, what? How does that make sense? Obviously, you could change something that could have been a neder and nedava from a neder into a nedava. But how do you change an ush? An ushram doesn't have that metaphor. What do you mean? Make it into a nedava. It couldn't have been a neder in the first place. The question remains unanswered. All you're telling me is that the question was switched between it shouldn't be brought to it should not only be brought, it should also be maratza. That's all you're telling me. But you're not telling me that he ever had a satisfactory answer. So the Motzas Vatecha was meaningless. He could have said, maybe only Abba ben Eder ben Adava Laite, and nonetheless not be Maratz. But if the Asham is a given that it needs to be brought because of the Chatat Hi, so then Atzri Anami Laratzi, then we're back where we started from. Says Abaya, you're still missing the point. The point, Rish Lakish is taking a lot for granted. You got to be smart to understand Rish Lakish. He begins with the gifts. The given are, the Asham has to be brought. Because otherwise, for all intents and purposes, it would have been the Chatz. And the Torah says, an Asham can't be a Chatz. Chatz he. Okay. Now your question is, so then it should also be Marat. So now he brings the Pasuk that says, well, it wouldn't be Maratza if it were an Oila. So you're saying, so? But that doesn't mean it wouldn't be Maratza if it's an Asham. Not true. Because the beauty of the point is that if the Oila is being brought, brought. And a Shinui Hashem, nonetheless, forces you to conclude that it will not patur the Baalim, that it's a Kal V'chomer that an Oshem, it will not patur the Baalim. That's the point. How do I know that? Because take a look, Oshem de Meratzi lo Matzitamra. Once I've shown you the Pasuk of Batzeh, he doesn't believe that Motzas Vatecha addresses the Oshem. It does not, because an Oshem has nothing to do with Motzas Vatecha. But nonetheless, from it we can derive the din of the Asher. Because you can never say, once you know that pasuk, that the Asher would be Meratze. Lo Matzitamra. Why? Because now it becomes a Kal V'chomer from an Ola. If an Ola, which anyway is not really coming L'Kapara, it's coming for a more generalized Ritzui. And even that is not Meratze. So Kol Shekein, something which has a very specific and meaningful impact in terms of Kapara, so there where it's Mechaper, obviously it's not going to be Meratze, because it's going to be much more sensitive to the Pagam of being brought Shelo Lishma than the Ola will be. So he, by bringing this pasuk and establishing the din of the Ola, he's really looking for you to conclude the limud from a Kal V'chomer. Nobody knows the troubles I seen. Rita is a very, very general sentence used differently for different korban, but there's elements of kapara in Rita. So it's a tikkun of the relationship, the hakrova of the relationship, the kiruv of the relationship. So when, as in any relationship, when the making up is done properly, it's good. But when it's not done properly, it's not good, and therefore it can be worse, and therefore it doesn't achieve what it sets out to achieve. Now, whether that is an inyan of kapara on a natural ovain, or whether it expressing your thanks properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that was given to you as a korban peda, or whether to increase the sense of sharing. All of those elements are included in the general rubric of ritzui. But what we're saying now is that a ritzui that includes something as powerful as actual mechika of faith, that obviously you're not going to be able to address by doing things wrong if you can't even address the more generalized ritzui of a korban ayla, in which the kapara on chatayim may be part. In other words, having brought an ayla, you may be mechaper on an asay, but it's not that the asay was mechayev of you to bring the ayla. Okay, so it's a kosher kid. Correct. If there's a shinui baalim or a shinui Hashem, so now we're saying it's not going to achieve it. If it did, then you would have fulfilled your netter as well. You don't. So then Koshkin, you haven't fulfilled your fear for Kapora, says the Gemara, but that's not necessarily true. Because now that you're learning it from a Kal V'chomer, so I have now many ways to attack your Kal V'chomer. Because if I can show that there are other elements that need to be taken into consideration for increased sensitivity, besides the format of Ritzui. So you're telling me it's something that is being brought for Kapora will have more stringent requirements. I can tell you, maybe an Ayla has more stringent requirements because it's brought entirely on the Mizbeah. Whereas an Ashem has far less stringent requirements in how we bring it. So perhaps it has less stringent requirements than Gabi Lishma. See, if it was the Pasuk, it's fine. But now Abai is coming up with this insight that really Rish Lakish understood. The Pasuk doesn't prove anything. You need to take it another step further and make a Kal V'chomer. So now there's all kinds of issues that start coming up. Because anything that I can show you is a reason to be more machmer on an Ayla than on an Asham already destroys the Kal V'chomer. So maybe the Ayla Shekein Kalil. Nah, that can't be the point. Because, I mean, a Karban Shlomim is not Kalil. And even a Karban Shlomim, we're saying, is learned out from Motzas Vatecha that it's not Meratza. So then, again, we have the same thing. Yeah, but a Shlomim doesn't prove anything because a Shlomim also has Chumras. So again, by the time we finish the first five Daffy with this Masechta, that's brilliant the way the Gemara does this. It's brought us into touch with just about every single type of carbon that can come, with all of the Prate Dinim of the Carbonas, we're never having discussed it. Right? It's amazing. And they never mention the names of the Carbon, nothing at the beginning, but if you haven't figured everything out by now, you might as well throw your hands up and walk out. So Shlomim, of course, are more Chomer. Why are they more Chomer? And of course the Mishnah took this for granted, because they require Nisa and Tnufa because of a show, and also Smeh, okay, Smicha, that not over here more Chomer than the Asha. Says the Gemara, yeah, but an Oila doesn't require Tnufa because of a show. So So it can't be because of that. Okay, fine, it can't be because of that. So therefore, we now have a common denominator. V'chazer adin. Lo rizeh, v'lo rizeh. Fine. So lo rizeh, rizeh, v'lo rizeh, rizeh. What's the common denominator? The common denominator is both of them share kedusha, the concept that they're kosher. And both of them are not merata in a case where they were shot on shelo lishman. And they're not meratzim. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, now that I can learn it out, you're right, I can't learn it out from a straightforward Kav Chomer, but from a Matzad, I could see that an Asham, which is Kodesh, and we're talking Shalom Lishmah, it's Kosher Veda Maratzim. No, maybe the Tata Shavashabahed is that both the Asham, both the Oila and the Shlomi are brought by a carbon, as a carbon Tzibur. Where is the Shlomi brought as a carbon Tzibur? Who remembers? By Kifsei Atzeres. Excellent. The only Shlomi that is brought by a Tzibur, and that has a din of Kachi Kadosh. And that, of course, is not the case by an Asham. There's no way to bring an Asham to Tzibur. Okay, so you know what? Let's throw another carbon into the pot. Carbon teda. Carbon teda is included in Nedav and Adava, so it's Motza Sfatecha, and it cannot be brought by a Tzibur. There you go. So that's not the issue. The issue has nothing to do with its being brought by Tzibur. And we now have a three-way libud. No. A Todah is more chomer on its own terms, because a Todah, as opposed to any of those carbonists, requires lechem. So you have the 40 different types, four different types of lechem, in which you have to select one of each kind, and so on. So that, maybe that's why it's chomer. Well, but the Ola v'Shlomim do not require lechem. So now, again, common denominator, once again, excluding Tzibur as a factor, excluding lechem as a factor, excluding Nesachim and Chaz v'Shok, and so on. Those cannot be the factors because they're not shared factors, and therefore, as in any intelligent Occam's razor, ignore factors that appear randomly and look for the common denominator. Now, the common denominator is Lori Zekri Zev, Lori Zekri Zev, Hatzada Shaveh Shabam, Shem Kochim Shokl Shalalishman, and the Koshavina Marat. That's the bottom line. I mean, let's cut to the quick, because it would be silly to say, well, maybe in this case it's X, and in that case it's Y, and in the other case it's Z, and obviously this is a common denominator, is what's important. Afani Avi Hashem, Shu Kodesh, Shokl Shalalishmo, it's kosher. The Inamaratza. Says the Gemara, yes, but there's a fatal flaw in this whole argument. The original problem was that we're trying to derive from the case of Motza Sfatecha, which by definition refers to a neder v'nedava. In Kibosha Marta neder v'imlav nedava tehe. So you said, okay, I'll make a Kal v'chomer to the Asham. That was all very nice when it was a Kal v'chomer. Then we showed you it's not a Kal v'chomer, because there may be all these things in common. So you were stuck, there may be chumras. You were stuck with finding things in common. Then you managed to forget that the ultimate thing in common that all these things share is the fact that they come with Nedav and Adava, for God's sake. So then you're back to where you started from. Only something which is brought by Nedav and Adava has this element in it, which is what Reish Lakish was asking in the first place. That it makes sense to say that if something is brought by Nedav and Adava, then the fact that I'm going it to be brought is meaningful. But an Asham is coming for a purpose that cannot be achieved. And if it cannot be achieved, it makes no sense to bring it. Therefore, it must be that it actually will achieve its purpose. We now no longer have a Kal v'chomer, and we no longer have a Matzad. What do you have? It's true, we've switched the question now, having listened to a biased analysis of Reish Lakish, to, and why not be Maratza? Well, says Rava, I guess we're going to have to come back to our old standby. And our old standby is the famous Hekesh that we're always going to end up coming down to, as we'll see as we go on. Zot, no, it doesn't. Zot ha-Torah lo la la mincha v'la chatat v'la sham v'leimi u'la miluhim u'la zevach ha-shalamim. The Torah basically, hikishu ha-katuv l'shalamim. Our old standby, shalamim becomes the paradigm. All things are compared to shalamim. Ma shalamim ha-kotchim v'shach v'shol l'shman k'sheri v'namratzim afani yavi ha-sham. Shu Kodesh, and it's Shachan Shalom Lishman, it should be kosher and not Maratza. No good. Because this is a hekesh of all karbonos to each other. And that means that we might as well compare it to the Chata instead of comparing it to the Shlomim. What gives you the right to make Shlomim a model here? I mean, that was the other cases where Shlomim was the model. But over here in the Din of Shiloh Lishma, where we know that there's a halacha of chatas or my chazita, why now be makishit or shlomi? Go be makishit for the chatas. No, remember, that's how he started. He started with the pasuk, as Abaye said. The pasuk says, otal chatas. Only chatas is partial Shiloh Lishma. And therefore, we can't compare it to chatas, because the Torah is saying, don't compare anything else to this. That's what otah means. If you tell me, don't compare anything else to this, okay, so what do I compare it to? To all the other didim umotzas vatecha. Since it's been specifically excluded from chatas. So that must be underlying it all, what he has in mind. First, let's establish it's not like the chatas. Then, let's establish what the din is all other korban. And then, apply that din to the yashav. That must be what he said to himself. Yati Ravuna Rav Nachman. Now, Ravuna Rav Nachman were sitting around and discussing this, and Rav Sheshet were sitting by them, and they said, the whole story seems to be missing a piece. Because when Rish Lakish was asking, well, what are you going to say about a Karban Hashem? A Karban Hashem doesn't come liachavita. Why can't Rabbi Elazar answer him by saying, says who? Why are we taking for granted an Hashem does not come liachavita? Because it doesn't. Okay, fine, that's true. It doesn't. But what is the din of an Hashem liachavita? Does it die like a chatar? No. We let it get a mum, we sell it, and then we bring a Karban Oila for the guy who's dead. Through the guy who's dead. So, I mean, that means that ultimately, what does that tell you? That tells you that an asham includes elements within it that, in fact, are really applicable. Le'achar mitah. So, what bothers Reish Lakish now? If the issue is that the carbon has no meaning and no impact, and then when Rabbi Elazar said to him, well, you could say the same thing about le'achar mitah. So, obviously, there is an overall impact, to which Reish Lakish says, yeah, but what are you going to do with something that isn't brought le'achar mitah? You could simply say to him, well, who's to say that there isn't a more generalized impact by virtue of the fact that it's possible to bring the Hashem in a different form? So now it's brought as an Ayla. But that shows that the fact that a man dedicated this Hashem, albeit for his own kapara during his lifetime, allows that carbon to still serve a function in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore, even though he's dead, and therefore in the case where it was brought Shelo Lishma, it's no worse than if he had died. So it has this generalized function. Sounds like a very good argument to me, and Rabbi Elazar never makes that argument, and instead Reish Lakish blows up at him and goes through this whole business of this three-step limud and ends up with the hekesh. I mean, that would have been a great answer right there, right at the beginning. So let's see that inside. Kash le'el Reish Lakish Hashem de lo'ati le'acha mita lema le Rabbi Elazar. Not true. An Hashem nami ati le'acha mita. So Rav Sheshet, who was there and overhears this question, says to them, no, you're making a mistake. Because you cannot compare the din of motarot, where an animal now takes the form of its value in money, which is now going to be brought as a different carbon. Motarot is not an example of utilizing the carbon in some way for the benefit of that person. I'll prove it to you. Now watch me prove it. What is, you're saying, lamai kare, what is it going to be brought for, liachar mitah? It's going to get a mum, you're going to sell it, you're going to bring the money, with the money you're going to bring a carbon oil for kayetz hamizbeah. Okay, you cannot use that as an argument. Lamai kare, only lamotaro. You can't use it as an argument because a chata can be brought, liachar mitah, for motaro. Because if initially somebody sets aside two animals, and he says, look, if anything happens to one of them, I want to make sure that I don't come into the basement just like an idiot. Find out that one of them got a mum and I'm not going to have, or one of them ran away, whatever. I want to make sure that I have another one set aside. That's not considered to be a chatat shemeitu ba'ale, or a chatat, even though he died subsequently, or a chatat shenit kaper ba'acher. It's only in a case where it was, in fact, nidche, because it was lost, or whatever the case was, then it would be a chatas that was one of the chatot ha'meitot. And since a chatat is also mikra korva, motra, so therefore, what are you going to say? If a chatas, clearly the whole point of a chatas is that it's totally possible, despite the fact that its motar could be brought liachar mitah. So how can you use that as an argument to tell me that the asham should be the equivalent of other types of karbanos and should be brought and not be merat? Well, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, the Tatat, it's true that Motra would be carved. And you know what? My natural reaction to that fact would have been, that is a very good reason to bring a Chatas that was Shakta Shalol Lishon. Exactly as Reish Lakish should have been told. Except for the unfortunate fact that the Torah says, don't. So what does that prove? I didn't say, but by Asherim, it doesn't say, don't. So then we're left with the same point. So what would have been the meaning of making a statement like that? That motar chatat is, you're telling me that the osham nami ati le'achar mita, so now that I'll say, well, motarot doesn't prove anything, it still proves everything. The fact that the Torah says the chatas is possible says something about what the din would be where the chatas, where the osham doesn't say that the osham should be possible. So what's wrong with bringing a riot from here? So chatat, you're right. Afagav the kyarvah motra, but the Torah says, no, Mi'ed Rachmana, the Torah said specifically by Chatat Nasi, obviously, it's referring to the Zir Nasi, but it doesn't matter because we learn them all out from one another. So over there it says, V'samach yado al Rosh HaSa'ir, V'shachat oto b'makom asher yishchat et ha'olah, lifnei Hashem, Chatat hu. It has to be for that purpose, not for that purpose, forget about it. But that's because Asham says who. So what are you saying now? That the Asham should be possible to Lishma? The who doesn't prove a darn thing by an Asham. You know why? Where does it say who by the Asham? Think about that. The Hikir Otam HaKohen HaMizbeha Ishel Hashem Asham who? By HaTorah? Have you ever spoken about HaTorah? What have we been talking about? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Is there anyone in their right mind that would say that if the Torah says Asham who by HaTorah, that it's got to be telling me a din that only an Asham Lishma is kosher? And how about if the whole Basar was thrown out after Zrikas Adam, or everything became Tameh, there's no Emurim? How about then? Perfectly kosher. Because the Haktorah has nothing, surprisingly, the actual offering of the Mizbeach on the Karban on the Mizbeach has nothing to do with the Karban. It's a luxury. If you don't have it, then fine. It's not going to change anything. So how could that possibly mean to you that it's not Maratza if not having Haktorah at all would still be Maratza? So clearly, by the Asham, it can't mean that. Let's see that inside. Because this is a refrain, by the way. We're going to get to this many, many times. Ahu li'achar haktarat emurimi udichtiv. Those words were written after the Kohen is bringing now the emurim. Tanya, and that's the way the Braita brought it out. Aval Asham, don't try to bring the argument of the Tzul of Achata, which is from Chatat Hu, to an Asham, because the Hu that is said by the Asham, lo nemarbo, the word Hu, el aliachar haktarat emurim, and Hu atzmo. Because remember the word who. How does the word who mean anything? Because who is an existential word. So wherever we find any existential word, bihaya or who, it means bihavayato tehe. It either is existentially the same or it's blown out of the water. So any change in it that was made is ma'ake. You certainly cannot say that that's the meaning of the word who when it comes to atarat emurim. That's what we stress, the who. Who atzmo, the very carbon itself, in its purest form, does not require atarat emurim. Before we get into any issues of Lishma and so on. So what's one? Loik to Remurim Kosher. Wait a minute, so why then does it say who? If it can't mean anything, it must mean something. So the who lamali. No, the who lamali, that's kirib who no marav, the omer vuna marav. The point of the who is that osham shenitak l'riya v'shachato stam kosher. The halacha is like this. If Bezdin Paska, somebody dies, leaving over now money for the an animal for an asham. So what's the din? That it is meant to be roha, and then get some um, and then sold, and then the money is brought for a korban oil. How about if after the Beit Din, the sack was issued, this thing should be sent out to measure. Somebody goes over and says, oh, what a nice animal to bring as a carbon oil. Shechs it for the carbon oil without waiting it for get the mum. The din is that it's kosher. But, says Rob, this is only where it was nita, only where there was a specific sack that removed the shame of the asham from it by saying, let it pasture till it gets a mum. Nitak in. Lo nitak lona. Where do you get that from? Who? Who says an asham remains an asham until something is done to take away the shame of the asham? In which case, if you shechted it, you'd just be blowing it up. Because you can't now take that asham and bring it to an ayla. The only thing that allows it to be shechted as an ayla is the fact that it was already in the nutak l'riya as an ayla, and therefore the shame of the asham was removed from it. That's what that who is for. But lamaisa getting back to the issue. In fact, the chatas is the thing that is not going to prove anything about the dinim of the motarot. And then there was another question that examined this whole issue, where Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, this time we're saying, and Rav Ada Bar Matna was nearby, and they were saying, there's another thing that doesn't make sense about that whole story with Reish Lakish. Rabbi Elazar says to Reish Lakish, well, matzinu beboyim le'achar mitash ein ksherim ve'ein meratim, so why can't something come and not be merata? So why doesn't Reish Lakish say, well, hanunami laitu velirtzu? Why can't he say, I have the same problem with the things that you're talking about, that are boyim le'achar mita? You're saying they're not maratza. I'm asking you, who's to say that they're not maratza? Maybe they're maratza on the Yorshim who are bringing them. So why are you telling me they're not maratza? Now, of course, in this case, Rav Ada Bar Matna was sitting nearby. He's the one that responds. Oh, Marlem Rav Ada Bar Matna, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, is it the son of the mother maybe is also pregnant, I suppose. I mean, because we're talking about a Yoledet over here. So I guess if he brings the carbon, now it's going to be Machapra and his Mesleda. What are you talking about? But Yoledet, I mean, where do the Yorshim become Yoledet? Maskifla Ravasi, wait a minute now. Who's telling me that it's all a simple question of Yoledet? Again, you're making this assumption that the carbon is being brought, the Ritzui of the carbon is defined in very strict terms for what it's coming for. Now, the whole purpose of the discussion that we're having with Reish Lakish is to say that who's to say that there's not a more generalized type of kapara? And therefore, that can be achieved. And that, in fact, there is Ritzui. You're claiming that there's no Ritzui. So you're telling me, well, I mean, things come le'achar mitah, and they're not Marata. A korban oila is not maratza. Who says that a korban oila is like a chatas and an asham? Things that are brought for generalized ritual may well be maratza, even on the yorshim. Let us say that this woman who needed to bring a korban oila, you're right, the reason she needs to bring the korban oila is because the Torah says after birth you need to bring a korban oila. That's all very nice. Now, suppose that woman had once been over on a mitzvah taseh. So you're telling me if she brought this korban oila, we're going to say, well, this was being brought only as the carbon oil of a yolet. What do you mean? Certainly, it's a general oila. I mean, so whatever it is that would have required the kapara that can be achieved by an oila would have been achieved. So let's say that her son had missed Zman Kriyat Shema, and now he brings this oila for his mother. So now the oila will be Machapra on his missing Zman Kriyat Shema. So that would be what the very beautiful title that Reish Lakish could say. You're telling me there's such a thing as a carbon being brought that's not Marat, and I'm telling you there's no such thing. Well, what about the carbon of Yoledes? The oil is Marat, so I'm missing Zman Kriyat Shema. The guy's tefillin were possible. Whatever. Who cares? That's what I mean. It's a show game. That's what. Matki floravasi. Well, isn't that the point? Man leimalan. Di ika kame asei gaba lo mitchapra. And who's to say that if that Isha, the Yoledet, who had died now, had she had a number of mitzvot asei that she had been mevatelet, who's to say that this carbon that was being brought, the chiyav for her leda, would not memela be mechapra on those mitzvot asei? That's sure, why not? Vechima dechi ika kame asei gaba mechapra. So therefore, just as she would have been mechaperet on her mitzvot asei, so then the Yarshim can also get a kapara. So then Reish Lakish would have been perfectly in place by saying, who's to say that a korban that is brought liachar mita is not mechaper? It's mechaper on the Yarshim. And therefore, so Yarsha nami mechaperim. And therefore, the whole argument seems to break down. He could have attacked Rabbi Elazar's response to him right off the bat. I ask you a question about an Asham, where Asham, as we know, achieves nothing other than to be Mechaper on the very, very particular cases that the Torah was Mechayev an Asham. Very limited application of Korban Asham. And you're telling me that, well, I mean, we do find Korban is brought for no purpose. Because what if the guy died? So why couldn't he just say, there's no such thing. Even if a guy dies, the carbon is mechaper on the one who brings it. But that cannot be achieved by a carbon asha. So we're back where we started from, and Rabbi Elazar would have had nothing to say to Reish Lakish. So we've examined now every piece of the discussion between Reish Lakish himself and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar. Now, of course, this entire discussion seems to be based on an assumption that when a Yoresh brings something, that becomes his carbon. Because we're certainly not going to say, just because I acted as the messenger of bringing this carbon for my rich uncle who died, that therefore I should get a kapara in doing the job? Well, that's what you seem to be saying is that the same way that Yerusha works for the money of the rich uncle, the Yerusha works for the carbon of the rich uncle that is being brought by the Yoresh. Is that really true? That the Yoresh actually owns the carbon? And isn't it so that once a person sets aside a carbon that it's not really his anymore to give over the Yerusha? Well, that's what Reish Lakish was saying. That's exactly what Reish Lakish's item was. That's what Rabbi Elazar says to him. Clearly, there is a concept of bringing a carbon that a man had committed himself, even though it doesn't achieve anything. Now you're asking, let Reish Lakish say, who say it doesn't achieve anything? So you're making the assumption that now the Yoresh owns the carbon. Is that a correct assumption? Lameimra, you're trying to say the Kanyelu? That the Yorshim own a carbon, and therefore they get the kapara of the carbon that's being brought. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that he niach mincha lishnei banav umet kreva. Now what's interesting is that the Torah says nefesh kitakriv korban mincha. And why does it say nefesh? So besides the Ramazim and the Agarita of the nefesh, there's also a deal that nefesh means a single nefesh. Which comes to tell me an interesting halacha. Two people, although they can certainly join up to be shutafim in bringing a carbon ayla, they cannot join up to bring a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha has to be brought by an individual. So now Rabbi Yochanan was concerned about the question of, if a person died and he leaves a carbon mincha, and he has two sons that inherit this carbon mincha. So now, this carbon mincha maybe shouldn't be brought, because it's no longer nefesh kitakrif, because now it's being brought by two people. And it says over there that nonetheless it's kreva, and there's no problem of being shutafim. Now, if you are right that Yorshim would be Kana, so then they are shutafim. So, Isak, Daitach, Kanyelu, how can they bring a korban mincha as two people? Nefesh Omar Rachman. So therefore, that seems to prove conclusively that a Yoresh is not Kana. And you're claiming now that they, it's still being brought for that one person who died. So now, indeed, that explains why it is that Reish Lakish couldn't have said, let it be Maratza on the Yorshim. The Yorshim don't own it, so how could it be Maratza? So everything works out now. Says the Gemara, wait, something's very fishy over here. You're telling me that the Yorshim are not Kone? Now I'm really confused. So if they're not Kone, how do you explain the fact that Rabbi Yochanan also said that he niach beima lishnei banav umet? They are makriv, to kreva, and ein memirinba. There cannot be a tmura made. So if they attempt to make a tmura of this carbon, a tmura means you attempt to exchange one carbon for another. The din is that both carbonas now. So you say you take an animal that's not a carbon, and you say this animal is in place of that carbon, even though had that carbon now been padui, that would be perfectly okay. So let's say that carbon had a mum. You could have come and you take money, and you say, I want to be paid at this carbon on this money. You can also take another animal and say, I want to be paid at the kedusha of this carbon on this animal, and that's perfectly okay. But if you say, I want to change this animal for that carbon, first of all, you're over an isadiyaraita, you're over on a lot, lo yamir, and what happens is that not only does the kedusha not go off of the original animal, even though it has a mum, although it wouldn't matter if it didn't have a mum, he'd say it in. But even if it has a mum, where it would be perfectly normal to do pidyon, doing it in this fashion and using the wrong language in attempting an exchange, now not only does it not lose its kedusha, but the other animal also becomes kedush, and now you're left with two karban. So, the only reason, that's the difference, how you say it. There's a whole Masechta dedicated to this, which Bezrat Hashem, we shall be zocher, we hope very much, to learn together. It's called Masechta Temura, and Ein Temura la Masechta Temura. We can't do it here. But in any event, one of the interesting dilemma of a Temura is that Shutafim cannot make a Temura. So now if it says you can't be Meimir, aha, why not? Because you're Shutafim. So now if you own it B'Shutafut, you can't do a Temura. But if you're telling me that the Yorshim do not own it, they are merely extensions of the estate, so then why can't it also be at Mura? But meanwhile, it shows you who owns it. Must be the two of them own it. So now we have stomach contradiction. First, the mincha, you say you can bring it, so you're not sure. And now when it comes to inheriting an animal, if there's two brothers, they can't be maimed, because they do own it. How do you explain this? So Eon would be Shemek Anil. If you're going to tell me that they now own it individually and severally, so that explains I know they ain't made mirimba. That's why they cannot make a tmura because now shutvim and shutvim lo matzu me mirim because the whole, as the Gemara says in tmura, call up parashar kula nemra b'lashon yachid to teach me that only a yachid is meimer and not a shutafut. But if you're going to tell me lo kanya lohu, so then why can't they do a tmura? Imurinami limro? Let them also be meimir. So now we have a contradiction. No. That's different. That's a gzerat ha-katuv. Shani hava. The Amar Kra im hamer yamir, that is coming to be marbe the din of a yoresh. Even though there was no kinyan, there's a gzerat ha-katuv. An individual is meimir, and any status of the one bringing it a korban, even if he's only bringing it as a yoresh, l'rabot et ha-yoresh, has to be a yachid. Even though there's no din of shutafut, l'rabot et ha-yoresh, the din nonetheless is that a yoresh can be meimer only if he is a single yoresh. A special gzerat ha-katuv, echad meimir, ve'ein shnayim meimirim. So therefore we do not have a contradiction. The halacha is you don't own it, there's no way in which there could be a kapora on the Yorshim, and that's why Rish Lakish didn't say, well, who's to say that it's not Maratza on the Yorshim? They don't own it. Can't be Maratza on the Yorshim. This part is to be continued. Rabbi Rish Lakish Alma Oye Be Medrasha Umakshe. Im Ksherim Em Yeratzu Vim Em Ratzim Lam Em Boim. Omar Lo Rabbi Elazar, wow, Em Ratzim Lam Boim Le'achem Itashim Ksherim Vim Ratzim. Titzana Yisha She'viya Chatata Vameta Yavio o Yorshim Olata. Of course, Olata v'meita lo Yavio Yorshim Chatata, but that's a different issue. Omale, well, modino lecha bo'olade ati le'achar mita. My question was about an asha. Delo ati le'achar mita, minala. Omale, well, it's very true. Hare machlotcha b'tzido, Rebbe Eliezer omer, af ha'sham. Oh my God, Zel Shomrim Alev Adam Gadol. For God's sake, Amina Ana Mishra Shlema, Va'at Amritli Rebbe Eliezer. Shalom Reish Lakish, clearly no one else is going to do anything for me. Eftach Anap Pitcha Lenafshai. Motza Zvatecha, Har Nedova, Nederhu, etc., etc., Kelia. Yat Rebbe Zeru, Yitzchak Bar Arta, Bar Abba, V'yativ Abaye, Gabayim. V'yativ V'kamri, I don't get it. Kashle Reish Lakish Oshan. And he brings a raya from Motzas Vatecha, which Badafka is Nedav and Adava. Ema Hababa Nedav and Adava Laite Velo Lirtze. But Asham Lo Laite Kalal. Amalu Abaye. Mishlokish Miacha Patach. You don't understand the beginning. Veshachat Ota. Lichatat. Ota and only Chatat is Lishmak Shere Shalal Lishmak Psuna. In which case, other kachim shalolishman aksherim. Now that tells you straight off the bat, you gotta bring your korban asham. His question was, it should also be marat. So yocha yeratzu tamid lomar motzas vatecha. Wait a minute, so that doesn't prove anything? So then maybe only a nedav and a dava should be light to velo lirat. So the asham should not only be brought, but it should also be marat. Om rabaye, that's the point. Oshim the Maratzi lo matzi tamrit because it's a kavakav v'chomer miola ma olash eina mechaperet eina Maratzi koshkin and Oshim which is a bechaper eina din sheina Maratzi. Well, maybe that's because oil is more chomer shekin kalil. Okay, so you know what? Let's use a matzah. The shlomim yofer and malish shlomish can't do it in the sochim mituv itzchaz v'shok ala tochiach v'chazar adin lori zekri zev lori zekri zev tzara shavash v'em shem kachim shakr shalosh man ksherim v'em Maratzi. Why not just say the Tzad HaShavash Ben Ishken Yeshno B'Tzibur? Okay, Toda Tochiach. I Mala Toda Shekein Tu'un Alechem Ola V'Shlomim Yochichu V'Koz Radin Lorizek Rizeh Tzad HaShavash Ben Em Kachim Shokr Shal Shemon Kosh Ben Emaratze Afani Avi Hashem Shukodesh Shokr Shemon Kosh Ben Emaratze. Why not say the Tzad HaShavash Ben is that they're buying Benedar Benedava, and then we're back where we started from. Elo amarava, zot haTorah leolav, lamincha velechatat velehashem lemiluim, ulezevach haShlamim, mikishana katuv leShlamim, maShlamim are kachim, mishach v'shalosh makshirim v'meratzin, af ani avi haShem shu kodesh, and it was shach v'shalosh ma, it's kachim v'meratzin. But how do you know you should be makshet to Shlamim? I mean, it's more similar to a chatas, because it's coming to be mechaper, so akish lechatat. No, because we started with the miyat. Miyat rachmana ota. Yativ ravuna rav nachman. Vyativ rav sheshet gabayu this time. Vyativ vikamri. Was it the problem? Kashar ishlakish basha. The lo ati leachamita. And that's how he traps Rabbi Elazar. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar simply say, Asham nami ati leachamita? Pipes up rav sheshet and says, couldn't help but overhearing you guys. Asham lamai karav lamotaro. Chatadami could have been Mikrav Karv Motorah. Yeah, but Chatas, you're right. It was Karv Motorah, but the Torah said who? Well, Ashamamik Debehu. But that who doesn't mean anything. That who comes after Akhtarat and Ruimu Dichtiv. Kiritanya, Aval Hasham lo ne'emar bohu, elo yach ha'akhtarat emurim, in which case, even if it's a perfectly good Hasham, and the lo yachtira emurim would still be kosher. Oh, so why does it say who, by the way? Elohu l'amalei l'gravun amarav. The Amar Ravun amarav, Hashem shenitak l'ri'iyah shechato stam. It would nonetheless be kosher for the oila of the Kayetz HaMizbeach. And that's only if it was nitek l'ri'iyah in. But lo nitek lo, why? Because amakrahu, it remains an Hashem till the bitter end. Yatvi Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, this type was Rav Ada Bar Matan who was sitting gabayu. V'yatvei v'kamri hadikam Rabbi Elazar. Matzino v'vayin le'achar mitash en k'sherim v'emiratzin. Rish Lakish could have attacked him right then by saying, who's to say that they're not miratzim? Hananami laitu v'lirtzu. Amalam ravada barmata. What do you mean, lirtzu? You mean to get the boys pregnant? I mean, he yalda, banea mi yalda? Matkifla ravasi, that isn't the point. Man leimelan diika kama ase gaba lo mitchapra. Who's to say that the Yorshim wouldn't be mitchaprim with the same essays? Are you trying to say that Kanyelu the Yorshim? I thought Rav Yochanan said hiniach mincha l'shnei banavu meit. You can bring a korban mincha even though it's not a nefesh because ein bo shutafut. V'zagadai the Kanyelu, didn't the Torah say nefesh asher takriv mincha and not shutafim? The low kanyalu, and what do you think? V'homer Rabbi Yochanan niach beimal l'shnei banav amet kreva ve'in mei mirim ba. Now why not? See, I'm at Bishlama kanyalu. I do ve'in mei mirim ba because now they're shutfim and shutfim lo matzim mei mirim. But if you're going to tell me they're acting now only as a unit of the estate, then they're not kena. So then they should be able to do it tomorrow also. No. That's gzeirat hakatuv. That has nothing to do with ownership. The Amar Kra im hamer yamir. Why the double language? Lerabot et hayoresh. And nonetheless, echad meimir ve'in shnayim meimirim. Even though they don't own it, that's a separate din. So there's no contradiction. In fact, yorshim do not own, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be mitchaprim.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on daf Hey on an hour. And we're on the end of the third line from the top. Rami Reish Lakish al Ma'ui de Midrasha Umashim. Reish Lakish was lying on his tummy in the Beit HaMidrash, and he was thinking about some questions. What Reish Lakish was doing lying on his tummy in the Beit HaMidrash is not at all clear. First of all, it's very negiah la'aloka, because as Tosfos asks on Rashi elsewhere, the way Rashi is learning apartheid, that it's usurped for a male to stand to sleep on his stomach, because it's mechanim. So what was that he brings a riot from here? Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach. Why was he lying on his stomach? But besides that, why would he be lying on his stomach in the middle of Beis HaMidrash? Some say
explanation is that Yerush Lakish was apparently in tremendous sorrow. He couldn't sit up, and he was having such a stomach ache, and so with Afal Pike, he was lying on his stomach. You see, a person shouldn't be Meneas Atzmi, be based on Medrash, Afilu Bishas Nisa, and here Nebach, he was in really a bad state. Others of Hasidim have a whole approach about it, because the Gemara says the difference, Mashmash Lakish used to eat a tremendous amount. And this is a bit out, and they bring it in here in Zvofim Dafka, because bringing the food to Talmud Zvofim is like bringing Korban. And over here he used to eat the Dafka to be Mala the Eichlin, and so the Melech would have in the middle of the Sugya of the Shema, and so on, and has to bring in the, anyway, we can start Boshto and already what the various approaches are. But, you know, it's consistent, I think, with Reish Lakish's character. He has to work things out, and he throws himself into it. There's no fooling around with Reish Lakish, that's for sure. So anyway, so he was asking, what's the pshat over here? In Ksherim Eim Yeratzu, in Eim Ratzim Lama Ba'im. What does this mean, Bechal? If the Korban is a kosher, so why aren't they Maratza for the Baalim? Why does he have to bring another Korban? And if they're not Maratza, then what are they coming for? Well, what is the point of their coming? Now, the Shita learns that the point over here in the question, so it's not a philosophical question. He's timing that Lamaisa in general, when it comes to Kachin, and Tosfos talks about the complaints on the before, when it comes to Kachin, we have a qual that unless the Torah repeats something, then it's not active, it's only on the Chachila. So if we know that there's a din of all these things to be brought to Shema, why would it be ma'akir? So, okay, so there's all kinds of discussions, because Lamaisa, we ended up being ma'akir, as Shinui Bailin, from an extra prophet, we said, Imeinoiyin. The Chalal shouldn't be Imeinoiyin, because we need a Shana Lavakat ma'akir. Okay, so a great deal of discussion on this issue. The Shita learns that the question, and Reish Lakish is proof of this, if you learn that for whatever reason, this is Li Kuba, so then it should pass him. And if it doesn't pass him, so then it should be Maratha. You can't have it both ways, but where do we find that there should be an Indian, that it should be, in fact, in Ma'akin, but it's only Ma'akin with Gabi Ritzi, but not with Gabi the Kashis of the Korban? What's the chat in such a thing? Comes along now, Rabbi Elazar, and he says, why not? Matzino ba'in le'achar misa she'erim ve'in maratz. The fact is that when something isn't done in a korban in a way that is possible for it to give over all of its inyanim, there's still various elements that are still shayach. In other words, ritzui, it's not a pshat, but if it comes, so the ritzui is a direct result of its coming. There's two different inyanim. We find korbanas that come, there's a fiyat to come. So it's possible to bring a carbon from me, says, I'll prove to you in a moment. So what is it coming for? You're saying, there's a chiyuv of the carbon, whatever the shiva, if you said it's a shiva of the yarchim, but whatever the point is, having made now the net of the carbon has to be brought. Shai is what there's a getter of ritzui involved. If the person isn't alive, it's not shai of ritzui. But you see that there's two separate dinim in the carbon. Titznan, ha'ishashe, hi'viyakatata, v'meta. A woman now was Yoledes, and she brought already her carbon classes, and she dies before she had a chance to bring the oiva. Yovir Yorshin Ovata, the Yorshin bring her carbon oiva. But if she brought her oiva first, and then she dies, Lo Yovir Yorshin Chatata, over there it's a Chata Shemes Valel, the Venus is one of the Chamish Chatos Amesos, so they can't bring. But meanwhile you see that it's Shayat her carbon that isn't being Maratha. Says Reish Lakish, well, that wasn't my problem. I'm moida than an oila in a chinayim. Moida is an oila is asr liachar gisa. So fine, I understand that there's a concept of separate ritzui in a chiyuv of haba. But what about an osha? An osha cannot be brought liachar gisa. So the whole getter of the osha, the chetz of the korban is to be maratz. So if you're telling me that this is something that is a kosher korban, then it has to be maratz in order to be an osha. And if it's maratz, then you're telling me that it's ma'akim. If it's ma'akim, then the korban is possible. But how did you reach by osham a compromise? Or my lady, so Rabbi Elazar told him, nu, Very good. You just explained beautifully. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Apa Hashem, you see that Eira Chinami, there is indeed such an approach that says if it can't be Meratz, it shouldn't be Kasher at all. So Reish Lakish says, oh my God, Zeo Sharonim Lava, Adam Gadol, this guy is supposed to be an Adam Gadol, he tells me such nonsense. I'm asking him for the Mishnah. He's telling me there's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. That's my problem, and I want to know Rabbi Eliezer sheet. I want to understand what's the meaning of Eliezer. Of this Hakamim. So Adamically Rabbi Eliezer. Ella Mary Shalach says, you know what? I'm not going to ask anybody any questions. I'm going to get a straight answer anyway. I'll work it out for myself. Oh. And we answer Elohim Kemosha Nadarta, say Neder and Imlat Einadav. So in other words, I see from here, says Reish Lakish, that there exists indeed such a concept in which something cannot be Maratza for a Neder, and nonetheless the Torah is saying that it remains, in fact, kosher Agabi the din of being in the dada. And it's not, if it wouldn't have been for this. It makes no sense. Either it's kosher, it's not kosher. It's this fatzik that has opened up the concept that there are indeed two different elements of a carbon, and that a carbon has within it the aspect of being a gift, stop, without having any tachlis. On the other hand, it's also coming to the tachlis of the matter. So you see that that research for the tachlis of the matter is a separate issue. That it's ma'akit. But l'gabi the etzim conscious of the carbon, it's not ma'akit. Yosef of Yizera of Yisrael Abba. So Yizera of Yisrael Abba was sitting, Yabai was sitting by them, and they were saying to each other, you know, Kashi, the Reish Lakish Ashan, what exactly happened there? Reish Lakish was bothered by Ashan, right? Ashan, his problem is, the Ashan is Loyasi the Achra Misa. Since it can't come, Kachas we know from a pasuk that it's not kosher, we'll see later. So the Ashan doesn't come Le'acha Misa. So what does he bring? A raya. Motzeis v'tzecha tishmor v'yosita kasher nadarta. Understand? That pasuk is clearly not a reference to an Asham because you cannot be known in an Asham. His first thought should have been, okay, if there's such a carbon, then obviously it's not a reference to an Asham which cannot be brought in the nether. It says a kasher nadarta. So that's got to be a reference to carbonus that you can bring as a nether. So therefore, okay, I could certainly learn out a carbon oila from this fossil. But how in the world can I learn out a carbon oila from this fossil? So therefore, there is something wrong with his riot. No, it's about Talmudim, but it's about Ema. He should say to himself, Haba b'nedav b'nedav lie tevel al v'yirza. Something that is being brought as a nedav b'nedav, fine. Let it be brought in a Monty Maratza. But an Hashem shouldn't be brought at all. Hashem la laike klaw. Why is the Hashem being brought? From the Neva. He doesn't have a runner. Amanu Abayi, so Abayi was sitting by there, said, listen, the truth is, you're only listening to half of Reish Lakish's logic. Reish Lakish began with the Chatas. And he said to himself, look, it says in the Torah, B'shachat Ota B'chatat. Now, by the Chatas, as we'll see, it says Chatat Hu. And from there I learn out that, and that's a din by Sayer Nazi, but I learn out that B'chatat, that by Chatas it is Ma'akev, because Hu means, as we know, B'havayato. It has to be, that's its existential definition. Any change in that definition is a total disruption. Okay. But there it also stresses, don't take this as an example of all karbanos. And therefore it stresses ota. Shakat ota lakatat. Chatas is a miyuchad halacha. That only in this case ota lishmak sherash lo lishmak psula. Only when it comes to a chatas do we say that shelo lishman pasas. Hashar parashim shelo lishman are ksherim. Now, The question over here is, if that's the case, then they should be Maraser. Tamud Lomar, Motzei Sfatecha. It comes along to Motzei Sfatecha to tell me that you see that it's not Maraser, because only if it's Kasher Nadarta, then it would be Maraser. But if not, it wouldn't be Maraser. So therefore, of course, this is a complete reversal. We said before we said, because if it would have said the Zeis HaTorah. So our question was that the Zeis HaTorah tells me that it should be possible. Okay, it comes along Motzei Sfatecha. This is how really the entire figure is all interconnected. Because initially when we opened up the Masechta, remember we used the Pasuk Motzei Sfatecha Teshuvah to teach me that you cannot be Mishanet, because it still has to be an Adab. Then yesterday we said we need two Pesachim. We need the Pasuk to tell me that Motzei Sfatecha Teshuvah, to tell me that if you're Mishanet, it's still Kasher because it's an Adab. We need the other Pasuk, which is because if I would have only known Motzei Sfatecha, it doesn't say in what aspect. Therefore, I needed the Zeis HaTorah to compare everything to Shlomi, to tell me in what aspect. So now, we're continuing our drush with Motzei Sfatecha, and we're saying that Motzei Sfatecha indeed is coming to tell me that it's not Marat. In other words, before we said it's coming to tell me that it shouldn't be possible, correct? I might have thought it's possible. Because of Rachmana Motzei Sfatecha, to tell me, no, it's not possible, it's an adult. Here we're coming to say that Sha'akat and Shalom Shimon Aksherim, Yochol Yeratzu, they should even be Marasa. Now we're taking Motzei Sfatecha to tell me the opposite direction. You should know that only if you do it, your Motzei Sfatecha, then is it kosher. But if you don't do it that way, it won't be Kasher Nadarta. I mean, you won't be Yotzi Yer Nezer. So we're using it in the opposite direction. Now, Moses Sfatecha tells me that it's not Maratha, not that it's still Kasher. Is this clear? We started off with contrary expectations. When we used the original Pasuk that compared everything to Shlomi, we took for granted, or so it appeared in the Gemara, we took for granted the fact that if you were Mishana, it would be puzzle. That's a problem, because normally, if you're Mishana on something that is a din and kachin, it's not ma'akev anyway. So we had a problem with the Gemara before. We never answered that problem. But the Gemara adds, I would have thought, if it had only been makish the karbanis to shlamim, I would have thought that they should be completely puzzle for some reason. Therefore, we went ahead and we brought the folks to Motzei Sfatecha. By the way, the patient suggested this is the marker of that halacha. That Motzei Sfatecha comes group with the teachers that by kachin, unless you double it, it's kosher. And we use this as the marker of that whole din. Because we don't really have any indication where that comes from. That special cloud by kachin, and unless it's doubled, this doesn't suggest maybe this is the marker. Maybe group, but this is the marker. But in any event, you understand that we were using the pasuk yesterday to tell me that it's not puzzle and it's kosher, because nedavah day. Today, we're using it to tell me the opposite. You might think that it's even maratza, because after all, by chattis, we see chattis is limited as a case in which a carbon is puzzle. You might think it's maratza, tamud lomar, motzei sfatecha tishmar kasher nadarta. If it's not kosher nadarta, then it's not going to be kosher. It will only be an adab. Okay? So in other words, we have changed now our assumption as to whether something is written, whether it's a lechatchila, or whether it's a bidyavad when it comes to kosher. Hence the Gemara, still. You could take it as the opposite, right? You could say, the ema habav and neder b'nedava lifesaver lo lirtzeh. Okay, the pasuk is telling me that those things which can be brought as an adava, because it says motzei sfatecha tishmar kasher nadarta, correct? So those things that can be brought as a neder, those things, if you bring them wrongly shelo lishma, they're kosher, but they're not baratza for your neder. may be an arsham, which cannot be brought as a neder, doesn't have this dual element in the korban, and therefore it should also be meratzeh. You see? Gosh, I wish I could give over the elegance of the arguments of you. I sense that I'm not getting through to you. I don't know whether you're not concentrating, whether I'm not explaining it properly. It's tremendously elegant, the Gemara, because we initially, look, we begin, Rish Lakish's question over there, Rish Lakish is sitting there lying on his tummy, okay, he's got a chin in his hands, says the Gemara, and he's thinking, what's the chat? I mean, it seems to be Mavonachek. If it's kosher, it should be Marasa. If it's not Marasa, why is it kosher? I mean, either it is Likuva, it's the way that she delivers. She said, it is Likuva, in which case it's totally Likuva, it's not Likuva, in which case it's totally kosher, and in which case it would be Marat. Where do we come up with this middle bit? Okay. So initially, all he says was that since we see in the Pasuk that there's a distinction between Ritzui and Havah, where do we see that? It says, Motzei Tzvatecha Tishmor Vasita Kasher Madarka. And if not, Tzei Nedavah. So what does that mean? If not, it's ma'akev vis-a-vis ritzui, but it's not ma'akev vis-a-vis kashrus. Okay? And these are two different elements in this, in every carbon. That's the Gemara. It doesn't say here there's two different elements in every carbon. It says there's two different elements in a carbon that can be brought as a neder. Because it says kasher nadarta. Suppose it's a carbon that cannot be brought as a net, like an asha. So why am I bringing the asha? Apparently the essence of the asha is to be meratzeh. And there, Rish Lakish's question is an excellent question. Either don't bring it, or bring it and it's meratzeh. What's the meaning of bringing an asha that's not meratzeh? It's an absurdity. It makes no sense. There were a number of issues on the side. And to talk about the side brothers, whether it's Asivach or Mis and so on, you'll have to review that if you weren't here. But this is the main thrust of the question. So we came out of Bayer trying to fix it up by saying that Rish Lakish is essentially basing his limud on Chatas. Since by Chatas it says Eisa, that Chatas is a unique example of a carbon that will be Potzel if it's brought Shalom Lishma, and by definition that implies that the Asim is Kasha. So that restates the question. Ah, so if the asham is kasher, then why isn't it also miratzeh? And on that, he brings the pasuk of Moshe's Fatecha Tishmor. In which case, the obvious comeback is the same exact thing. The pasuk of Moshe's Fatecha Tishmor is only applicable in a case where a carbon has two different aspects to its personality. It's coming as a way to be meratzeh for the neder that you said to God you would achieve. And it also has the meaning of a gift that has been given to the Lord. But a carbon that cannot be given as a gift, its only purpose is that it's meratzeh in terms of kaporah. You can't create the gift element of it to deal whether it's a neder, whether it's an adav. It's neither. It's not a neder, it's not an adav. It's a chiyah, period. So how does the pasuk of kasher nadarta nidava apply to a carbon that is neither of those two? Is that a good question? It's a brilliant question. How do you split the identity of a carbon that has nothing to do with this whole group of carbonates? Darn it!
No, we're hanging tough here.
I hope so. All right, now we can continue. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, isn't that obvious? I mean, look, it's a kal vachomer from an ola, isn't it? Well, if an ola doesn't even come to be machaper at all, right? But the ola is in a meratzeh. It's a very light kind of korban. Nonetheless, this is a very damaging thing that happened to it. Now, let's make it very clear that the elements of ritzui by an ayla and by an asha are very different. Because the ritzui of an ayla is the ritzui of your promise to give a gift. You have to make good on that. That's called ritzui. But God accepts this. You rats, and look, you said you were going to give me a gift. I gave you a gift. So that's the ritzui element of an ayla. But a carbon that comes for a kapora, the ritzui is the fact that you are assuaging God, so to speak, as anger. So the ritzui is the very fact that you're going to get the kapora out of it. Okay? The Eila doesn't even come for a kapara. Its level of Ritzui is a low level of Ritzui. It's not Meratz. So then it's clear to me that an Asham, which has a much higher need for Ritzui, it's Mechapa, it's certainly not going to be Meratz, don't you see? So what are you going to ask? Okay, so then it should be possible. No, because the Torah said clearly that it isn't possible, because it said Ota, Barchatat. So I can't say that. I'm left without any options, okay? You're right. I don't have a pasuk of Moses Fatecha to teach me that there can be a separate element of bringing a Korban Hashem and being Marasa with a Korban Hashem. But I'm forced to that conclusion by a combination of the Kal V'chomer from Eila and the Osar that is said by Chatat. Therefore, I am forced into a position in which I must assert that even in a Korban Hashem, there is a multiple aspect of its identity. There's just the fact that it's carbon. Carbon meets karev. And the fact is that in bringing it, there's a kirva between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the individual. Now you'll say, but why is it in Meratzah? I don't know why, but the Torah says in Eila is Meratzah. So how could an Hashem be Meratzah? Of course an Hashem is not going to be Meratzah. It has much stricter criteria and requirements for research. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. I could show you that there's aspects to an Eila that would perhaps make it more limited and more demanding, so then you wouldn't be able to make that Kal V'chomer. And I could show you that. Is an Eila more of a carbon than an Hashem in a sense? Of course. Because all of it is brought on the Mizbeach, even the Basar. An Hashem of the Eir Basar isn't brought on the Mizbeach, Kohen eats the Basar. So that means, therefore, the Torah may have more lax criteria when it comes to an Asher. So instead of claiming that you're forced into an impossible position of splitting the identity of an Asher into two, why don't you simply accept the fact that your Kal V'chomer is not a good Kal V'chomer, no? So Mala Ola Shekin Khalil. Nah, what's going on? I mean, Khalil doesn't prove anything. Look, a Shlomim is also something that's brought by a Neder, right? So you're ready to accept that the Shlomim is certainly what's meant in the Pasuk. Nonetheless, a Shlomim is certainly not Khalil. So therefore, it's not the Khalil element that is making it not being Meratzah, okay? Shlomim is a Kachin Kalin. It's got very lax standards, and it's still not Meratzah. You're going to have to bring another Shlomim. So that's not a solution. Well, but Shlomim are more clever in certain ways, remember? Which we don't find by an Ola. Okay, true. But an Ola is, an Ola is different. Which we don't find by an Ola. Says the Gemara, but an Ola doesn't have the need for Nisachim and Tanufa because of a Shok. So you'll say, but the Ola is Kolel. Fine, but the Shlomim isn't. Okay, so we'll go round and round with this for Chazaradin. Let's look at the Karmani Namini. The Karmani Namini is Lori Zekriza, Lori Zekriza. You want to search for the common denominator, Zat Tadashavashakan. Hem Kodashim, Shachan Shalodashman, Shem and Vemaras. And that's all. It's very simple. There's one rule that you get from this, that although they are kosher, and that's clear that they're kosher from Chatas, nonetheless they're not Maratz, okay? Now, if that's the case, even though you know that the reason they're not Maratz is because the Torah has defined them as coming as a both a Neder and a Nezav, and they have aspects of both elements, but that's not the issue. You could be maybe an Asham, say the same thing. Ha'pani avi Asham, shu kodesh, v'shachta shalol ha'shmatz, kosher in a Maratz. Okay, but what if I show you another common denominator? The other common denominator is Mala Tzad Hashem Eshven Shkin Yesh Nava Tzimur. Both of these, a Shlomim and a Toda, are brought by a Tzibur. The only time a Shlomim is brought by a Tzibur is on Shavuos. But it is, there is such a carbon, because a Shalmei Tzibur, because it's the Atzeres. So therefore, it shares with the Chumra of Eila, and maybe that's why the Torah doesn't want us to be Meratzah with Eila and with Shlomi. Marsha'en Kain, when it comes to the Asham, how do you know that the Asham wouldn't be Meratzah? Okay, wait a minute. A Tzibur can't bring a carbon Taita. A carbon Taita wasn't put in Moses, Fashachat, Shmar, Vasitik, Hashem, Adat, and the Davar, correct? Okay, so there. So that's okay. Yeah, but a Torah is a Chumrah. I mean, a Torah is not Maratza maybe because it's also more Chumrah than it needs a Lechem. Okay, fine. So no, Elul B'Shalom, you don't need Lechem, no. So again, Chazer Adin, Lori Zekri Zev, Lori Zekri Zev, okay? Atzad HaShav HaShav HaHem, Shem Kod Shem Shav HaShav HaShav HaKotzer, Kod Shem Eni Maratza. So HaPam Yavi HaSham, which is Kodah, Shav HaShav 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 HaShav. There's one hopeless problem with all of this. The original question was that what's unique about the case of Asham is that it's not included in the entire limud of Motzei Shvatecha Tishmor. Why? Because it doesn't come as either a neder or an adama, correct? So now you're trying to bring me three cases. Oh, brilliant. Ela, Shlamin, Chayda. Well, those happen to be the three cases that do come, but never been adama. So obviously those three cases are all going to share the elements of the Pesuk. Moses, Hotecha, Bishmor, Vashitik, Asher, Nadar, and Nadar. Because they are neder and adama. But an Asher that is neither neder nor adama, how do you prove to me? Because, Ma, are you going to prove to me that it too has a double personality when I've explained to you that it has elements that are more chomer and are different than the others? So fine, if it's going to be kosher, then it should be maratza. And you don't have any other brayer. So what do you want? So therefore, it's the Gemara, Malat Sada Shavah Shavahim. I mean, really, the Sada Shavah Shavahim is their klatshi. You're saying the Shem Shalosh Mar Kasher Maratza and the other car also to Kodesh Shem Shalosh Mar Kasher and Maratza. No, just doing this inside now. Maratza to Shem 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 Bayim Benet Ben Adava. So I still don't know now how I know it. Hello, my Rava. You know how I know it. I don't know it simply from a limud myself. It's a hekish. The Torah says Zeris HaTeirah, and then it goes ahead and compares every single carbon to Shlamim, correct? What's the din by Shlamim? That it's kosher, but ain't a marasa. And it's saying over here that an Asham, La Asham, the La Shlamim. The Asham is the same as the Shlamim, so what do you want with me? So you teach it, I got to do the Shlamim. Just like a Shlamim, a Kachim, Shakma, Shalala, Shvachshir, and ain't a marasim, Afani, Avi, Asham, Shukodesh, and it's kosher yishev kasherav shalav ena maratza. Wait a minute. Why are you comparing it to others? Show me. Why don't you compare it to chakas? Chakas we know is pasul shalav lishma. So maybe an asham is like a chakas. I mean, it mentions everyone in the karbanas. But you can't be matched with chakas. Amiyet rachmana ota. We know that the Torah specifically says that chakas is unique in being pasul shalav lishma. And we know, therefore, that when the Torah is comparing Asham to something, it cannot be comparing it to a Chatas. It's got to be comparing it to an Asham. To a Shlomim, I mean. In which case, just like a Shlomim, we learn that the Motzei Shvatecha has this double personality, so too can an Asham be brought without being Meratza. Yossi Veruna Reb Nachman, this time Reb Sheshis was sitting by Veruna Reb Nachman. And they were saying to each other, you know, gosh, Rishlagish Asham, the law asil acham isa. Rishlagish had this big problem, that an Asham is different than the example. Remember that for those who weren't here, that the way this whole conversation started is that Rishlagish is lying on his stomach in the Vesamidrish and is really upset. If it's coming, then it should be Maratza. And if it isn't Maratza, why is it coming? So if Elijah says to him, what's the problem? There are karbanas that come liachar misa, namely an ayla v'liyoledes. Can't be maratza. So what's it coming for? So you see that the ritzui and the chiyuv of coming are not interrelated necessarily. Says Reish Lakish to him, okay, that's all very nice if it comes to an ayla. What are you going to do about an asha? Where an asha is not able to be brought liachar misa, and therefore we can never separate out the elements of Ritzui from Haba'a when it comes to it. Hmm. imagine walking in 3/4 of a bath like this, so rich, so wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm happy to start it then.
I wouldn't mind starting it.
Huh?
Start,
what was the problem? Why didn't Rabbi Elazar simply turn around and say to him, what's bothering you? An Osham can also be brought without the Misa. How is that? Because remember that the din is on a Chatat. All of the Chatat HaMetot, unless you hold, we found one sheet before, Rabbi Shimon, but all of the Chatat HaMetot, the equivalent case of an Osham is that the Osham should be Roeh, which means you let it roam. Which he wants you to know that these first stopping are rich in fundamental elements of the Korbanos. And if one gets through these first stopping, they get a sense of what the unique aspects are. I mean, that's what's so beautiful about it. It just looks at every carbon, contrasts the elements of each carbon, and you get a familiarity through the back and forth of what we can learn from which and so on. It becomes second nature to you to recognize the elements of the carbon. If you don't get through these first stopping, in which this is given over to you, you're going to have a hard time remembering the carbonus and all of the aspects of it. Each time it'll be like Greek. So it's to guide the foot in that enriched effort, in a rich surya, and to come out like a real Richie, from a, the end of the, Richie Rich, at the end of the his first offering. So now, the question here is a fascinating thing. Remember that we have the call, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Chomesh Chatos Beisos. It's really four, but we're specifically based on five. We know which one was which. But anyway, one of them is Chatos Shemesu Ba'alav, or Shemeschaku Ba'alav. And over here, in the case of the Yachar Misa, if an Osham, the owner of the Osham, dies, the equivalent din to Chata'ot HaMetot by an Osham, give the Osham over to a shepherd boy, let him watch it. You know how a lousy job they do a watch. It won't take any time at all till it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, you'll sell it and you'll bring the money for a carbon oilat for the kayat and his bath, which is a gift. Okay? Which means that for all intents and purposes, the Osham is brought the Akramisa. Isn't that true? So, if that's the case, then what was the whole problem in the first place? Yes, the money from the Osham is made for the Kayatam is there. Well, we'll talk about that little problem, that little detail. So all he should say is that an Osham also comes with Akram Misa. Amalu, Rav Sheshes, who was sitting there, hears this question that they're asking. He says to them, what kind of question is that? I mean, Osham Ramai Korek, what are you saying that the Osham isn't really brought? I mean, it's as our president has just said. It's Korek only Lemotaro. You're saying that it's like a bit of Motarot. Motarot, wherever you have extra money that's been set aside, that's put into the pushka for carbonates that are brought as Olos to the Mizbeah. It's not that the Osham is being brought. Now, if what you're thinking is that that's a valid question, you could have said the same thing about a Chatos. A chatas also could be brought as motorot. Let's say somebody sets aside an additional chatas in case something happens to one chatas. So over there, the same thing happens to that as happens to the Osham. It's not one of the chatas on Metot. It's only we would go to one of the korbanos, and therefore in that case, we would bring its value after it gets a mum for an animal. No. You're going to say the same thing about a chatas? I mean, obviously, nonetheless, the chatas is part of the Shema. Okay, so the point is that when it's being brought, it's not being brought as a chatas. It's being brought as an oila. So an Osham is also not being brought as an Osham. It's being brought as an oila. What does that have to do with the question that you're raising over here? He asked, what about the fact that you can't bring an Osham as an Osham? That was his question. Leachavis. You didn't change anything. Well, chatas, they said, it's not true. Chatas, apagat l'korba mozor. What would he have? The chatas, the Torah said that it's carved. Nonetheless, the Torah said that Osham hu. So Osham hu, chatas hu, rather. So there, it's a reference to a Sayer Nasi, so it's a master in the chatas. A chatas hu. Over there, that korban is going to be, and that's basically, we'll see later on, that's the source of the halakha, that a kata shelo lishon, possible, because of hu ba'avayasotei. So over there, okay, that is the specific halakha of the psul that we find by the chatas. But the ashramit says the same thing. The ashramit says also, who? So why can't you say that if it says who, now where does it say, it's very important to note where it says who. It says who in the pasuk of the Hiktiro HaMizbeach Yisher LaHashem Hashem who? Mash, right? It says the same thing. If it's not L'Shem Hashem, so it should be possible. So why don't we learn the same thing out from there? No. Because the pasuk over there is talking about the Hiktiro HaMizbeach. Right? How could the Hiktiro HaMizbeach be ma'akev if it's done Shelo Lishma? Suppose you wouldn't even do that Torah at all. Would it be ma'akev? Of course not. The korban, it consists of its dam. Once the dam is nizrak on the Mizbeach, the korban has been brought. Period. Everything else is a wahiri. So it's impossible to say that the who means that it's ma'akev in that case, because even not doing Haktorah at all wouldn't be ma'akev. Therefore, that who is la'acha haktarat emurimu dekasi. Tinitana, it says in the Braita, well, osham lo ne'amar ba'ahu, elo le'acha haktarat emurim. V'hu atzmonim lo yitzu emurim is kasha. So therefore, by the osham, we don't have such an idea of it being ma'akev. Selvahu lomali, why then does it say, by the way, who, if that's the case? Well, that's a kavuna marav. Yomer kavuna marav. Hashem shenitak v'liyah v'shachtos ta'am. Kosher. There we have an interesting halacha. If you went ahead and you gave, oh, the owner died, you gave over the Hashem to a shepherd that we're waiting for it to get a moon and then we're going to sell it. Somebody comes along, remembering that it was marked as a carbon just yesterday. The kohen goes ahead, takes it, and shechts it. Stand, without having a kavanah particularly for an usher, whatever it is, you shecht. Yeah, because that's what we were misaf. We shecht everything for what it is. So the din over there is that it's kosher as an olam itself. Itself kosher as an olam. And that is dafka because you were menatek it. You gave it to the shepherd. Suppose you hadn't given it to the shepherd. Then since it says who, it's teaching me that the asham remains an asham, even if it couldn't be brought as an asham. And therefore, indeed, it would be possible.
So what happened? Just that little time in the pen?
All that was important was that you said, this is no longer an asham, this is now going out to get a mum so we can use it as an idol. Once you said that, then it's no longer who. And therefore, it can be brought as an, if, I mean, is that supposed to be done? But if it was done, it was kosher as an
Eila. Why would it change without getting a moon? The fact that you just...
Yes. So there's no room.
But it didn't have a moon yet.
The basement is about...
What makes you think that it needs a moon? Where'd you get the idea that it needs a moon?
That you said that's why we gave it to the shepherd.
Well, yeah, that's what I said, so.
But he didn't get
it. So we didn't, so.
So then why would it have changed it?
Why not? What's your problem? Explain your problem. You're throwing my words. If you don't know, so don't ask. All right.
It doesn't necessarily need to develop a moon in order to become, just by declaration.
It's now set aside to be used as an idol. Now, the question is, do you need that it should be minutak or not? The truth is, I mean, as far as Moshe Baruch's question is concerned, in Pesachim, as far as the point of time, it's this whole thing is only Drabonan. That we want to make you be menatekit, because otherwise you run into other problems. But over here, since we're darshing the pasuk, who says those are the whole thing is really a derisa. That you actually do need nitzak, in which case it does turn out to be something of a catch-22, as Moshe Baruch is pointing out. Mamanachos, if you're telling me it's kosher for an oila, so then why does it need to be menutek for an oila? If it needs to be menutek for the oila, then you should be saying it's not really kosher for the oila, it's just meant to get a mum. In order to be, but I'm being very kind to him in saying this. Because the truth is, obviously, it's two different dinners. Mm-hmm. To be menatek or to get a mum. But from here we say, nitek en, lo nitek lo. My timer, how do we know that you need nitzach or makor? Who? Bahavayatoyehe, it remains an arshon until such a point. Now, Yasser and Nachman Reb Sheshes. This time, Reb Sheshes was in the conversation, and Reb Ada Bar Matzah was sitting by them. Boy, everybody here in order is getting his own medicine back. Yasser Reb Ada Bar Matzah Gabayu. And there, Reb Sheshes is sitting and talking with Reb Nachman. You know, Rabbi Elazar, his response to Reish Lakish originally was, what's bothering you, Reish Lakish? Matzina b'boin l'achar misa shem k'sherim, meina maratza. Right? Now, Reish Lakish takes that line down, literally. Now, why did he take a line down? Leina le Reish Lakish, hananami lights of Eliezer. Reish Lakish is saying, you know what? I have a question about that too. How do you know that they're not Maratza? Maybe they are Maratza. Now, over here, Maratza, of course, can't have the same exact meaning unless you hold Shibud as Diraisa, in which case the Yarshim are Mechoyev to bring in. The question is, are they Yosef? Now, Rav Ada Bar Matzah was sitting by them, says, what is that supposed to mean? Someone has a mother who was a Yoledes who died. Now he's bringing the carbon out. And you're telling me it should be Maratza. When I had the baby. Well, but that's supposed to mean it should be Maratza. In what sense is it Maratza? I mean, if she had a baby and he yelled up, I mean, I understand. So the children had a baby now that they need to be Mechaperon. Ask you for a Maratza. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute here. Man lame alone, the Eitha Kamase Gaba, lo Mechaperon. Who's to say? I mean, remember that a carbon ayla is a very strange thing, because the carbon ayla is maratza on an asay or a lava nitaklasa. But if there's no chiyas that the Torah says you must bring a carbon ayla if you're over an asay or lava nitaklasa. So that means that it's the fact of having brought a carbon ayla that's machafer, as opposed to a kapora, which is specifically defined by the Torah for this particular thing. You did such and such trait, you need to bring such and such a carb. Now, if a woman would bring an ayla of the Yoledes, are you certain that if she had other averas, mitzvahs, let's say, that they wouldn't be included in that carbon? So, if it would be included in that carbon, so then the Yoshim, who might have missed Kriyashma this morning, they should be able to be Yosei with the Kapora that comes across to having brought the mother's carbon. So therefore, when Reish Lakish was saying that you're being Maratza, you're saying he accepted lying down that it's not Maratza. He should have said to Rabbi Elazar, who says it's not Maratza? I tied it as Maratza. He said, what is it Maratza? And it was Maratza, they missed Kriya Shema this morning. Why not?
The money, but they're bringing it?
Who owns it? I can't be outplayed for everybody who walks in late. Fine. So now, Kiva de Chiika Kama Tega Ba Michapra, you're saying, I'm Michapra. So why aren't the Yoshim also Michapra? What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean there? Lamema de Kanyamu? What, you're saying that because they're her Yoshim, so it's now their carbon? I mean, you can't, look, Maratza, the carbon's going to be Maratza on you if you're not the owner of the carbon. Obviously, you're claiming now that means that they have a king in the carbon. How could they have a king in the carbon? Omer of Yosana. He niyak mincha v'shneba nav umeit kreva v'ein bo shutafut. The halacha is that you cannot bring a carbon mincha b'shutafut. Why? Because it says nefesh itakriv. Nefesh means a single soul, and shutafim are multiple souls. So now, if that's the case, if you had two Yarshim that inherit now a chiyuv of a mincha, you would say, since they're Yarshim, they cannot bring a mincha, because they should be. But with Yochanan himself says that the din is that if you leave a mincha to Yarshim, that mincha is brought, and is not considered to be a shutafut of the Yarshim. Now, Yitzhak, about the chanukah. If you're going to tell me that they were kona that minute, how can it be brought at all? Nefesh amarachamana. The Torah says nefesh. And therefore, you see from here that they are not kona it, because there's no possible way to bring it. If they're not kona it, it can't possibly be makapra on them. And if it's not makapra on them, then obviously Rish Lakish was 100% correct in saying, if it can't be makapra, I mean, Rabbi Loz was 100% correct in saying, it's coming and it's not being makapra. Now you're asking, according to Rabbi Eloza, why in Rish Lakish simply turn around and say to Rabbi Eloza, why isn't it makapra? What do you mean, why isn't it makapra? It's not makapra because nobody's going to.
So then why are we bringing it? So the same thing is second minute.
That's right.
Same thing would be
that's the problem.
Same thing would be true of the other korbanos. This is just Raman Khan.
Yes, but meanwhile, in terms of Kenya, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, it makes a difference that it's grain versus
it makes a difference in terms of the din of shiftness, but it doesn't make any other difference.
No.
I mean, in terms of ownership, either I do own it or I don't own it. I mean, there's no special din of Yerusha on grains. So whatever the din of Yerusha is, apparently, the din of Yerusha is that it's owned by the estate. It's not owned by the people. So therefore, the Yarshim are not viewed as the Baalim. The estate is viewed as the Baalim. In which case, there could be no kapara from it. So Rabbi Lozer was 100% right then in saying, don't ask me why you're bringing something for no purpose, because that's the whole point of bringing a carbon alchemist.
So then why? What is that purpose?
Can't talk to you when you come in 20 minutes late.
How
was
it 20 minutes?
No, you're talking to me.
15 minutes late.
Five.
10 minutes late. 5 minutes. You were more than 5 minutes late. We've got to have a little taste of a shul now. Listen, our president is completely not a shul president. I mean, Varaya, he brings the rub a drink. It's unheard of in a shul. The president is the one that the rub brings the drink. Right? So it's clear that the only possibility of having any shul elements is from a shabbat. Okay, so we need a guy in the back that's constantly shouting out of this, going to argue and say, it's good.
Shock.
You serve a very important purpose. Anyway. Good. So therefore, says Gemara, wait a minute over here. I mean, this doesn't point, doesn't it? Contradiction with Yochanan. You just use the Yochanan to prove that they don't have a kinyan in it. But well, Kanye, you say they don't have a kinyan in it. The Omer of Yochanan, Yiyah Be'imav, Shneban Avonit, Kweba, somebody who leaves an animal to his two heirs, and he dies. That animal is brought as a carbon, but the heirs can't make it tamura. They may mirim ba. Yiyah Be'imav, Kanye, you're going to tell me that they were kona in it. So then I understand, I knew the Einam Mimirim, but I don't like a Shutman. The Shutman will not say Mimirim. We know from the fact, as the Gemara in Tumura says, the entire parsha is memorable, Shutman Yachid, Shutafim cannot be Mimirim. So if you're going to tell me that they were Kaina in it, that means that now there's two Shutman that own it. Shutman can't do Tumura. But Yamad Lokan Yalu. You're going to tell me that they don't own it as Shutman. They own it as the estate. So if that's the case of Murnami Lima, they're standing now in the place of the father. Why can't they be Maimon? Should also be okay. So isn't this a, I mean, it's a contradiction with Yochanan. This also brings us back to our original question. If Lamaise they do own it, then the Shlugman should have said to Rabbi Eliezer, who's to say, they are Meratza. Why did he accept it long down? He should have said, who's to say it's not Meratza? Maybe a carbon island is Meratza also on the Yarshim? Answers for Gemara. No. The reason over there, Yarshim and not Meimirim, is not because there should be. Even if there was one Yarsh, it's not Meimir. And now we learn out of a pasuk. Im Hamer Yamir. First we darshan that a Yarsh can be Meimir. Now you would think, okay, so the Yarsh can be Meimir. So any Yarsh can be Meimer? No. It's Dr. Hamor Yemir continued to use him, not a Lashon Yachid, that Echad Meimer, when do we say Yoresh can be Meimer Davka if he is one Yoresh? But if he is two Yoreshim, there's a new Gezeres HaKos. Not because of Shutrim, but because of the Gezeres Yoreshim. Not because we have two, but because we have a new concept of a Yoresh. Torah is marvel that one Yoresh can be Meimer. But two are not included in the Riboy, even if they're not Shutrim. So Meimer, ain't Shmai, Meimiri? And that is the reason that Rabbi Yochanan says that in the case of leaving a behemoth, there's no tumura as possible. But Lamaisa were left with no kinyan, because if there would have been a kinyan, we can't bring a carbon mincha. And if there's no kinyan, how could Reish Lakish have said, who's to say that it's not maratza? Maybe it is maratza. There's nothing to be maratza on! So Rabbi Lazar was right, it was a fatal jab. So Reish Lakish vis-a-vis Eilen Shlomi. He could still ask for Hashem, which is what he does. But he agrees. He says, look, I'm ready to agree with you when it comes to the Eilen and the Shlomi. Fine. Now, Maskis, Lord of Yaakov, and Harpakod, the Lashna thing, this is a completely tangential issue, but if you're telling me that I learn from In Hamer Yamir, that only a Yoresh Yechidi can be Meir, then you should say the same thing from the Im Ga'ol Yigal. The Im Ga'ol Yigal over there is talking about the din of pidyon. It says Im Ga'ol Yigal Ish Mima'atzro. It says Vosif Chavishito Alav, right? So we should learn from there. It says, well, Rav, this is a Yoresh. So we should say, okay, but it's only Rav Marada. That a single Yoresh is Mosif Chomish and for his father's things. But if there's two Yoreshim, so then you're going to say, Ein Shnayim Ve'Elim. We've heard of such a halacha. No, that's different. Oh, the only reason that we make the diak in the first place, for heaven's sake, is because we know that the Torah was makalik by Tmura between one and two. But by Maisa, there is no chilek between one and two. By Tmura, by Shukafut, there's a difference between one and two. If you're a single owner, you can be Meimer. If you're a multiple owner, you can't be Meimer. So it makes sense to make the drasha by the Yoresh in the same way. But you're certainly not going to be Makadish just from the words in Ga'ol Yigal. Say, apparently there's a new halacha of a single Yoresh. It's insane. Where did you get this thing from? From the Mela, we don't make that drasha over there. Shiny Maitre the Gabe Abu Anani, said Bishitafut. If the father was only a Shutta, he could still be a Goel and be Moshe Chomesh. So if the children are not Shutafim, they're also not worse than the father. Omele Ravashi, Luravashi. Ah. But Mina? I have a beautiful argument from that itself. See, I'm with Bishon the Kanyelahu. I do the Chadmi Amen. If you're going to tell me that there is a kinyan, that explains why one is Meimer. But in Yamit Lo Kanyan Lo Heshi Meimer, how can you have somebody who's being Meimer without a kinyan? Because there's another problem. Ha'amar Rabbi Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'magdish Mosif Chomesh, Umitchater Oset Mura, Vater Mishosh HaChavero Tovat Anashalo. We have three examples in which we need to establish who is responsible for what? When it comes to pidyon, who is the one that's responsible for being Mosif Chomesh? Let's say somebody brings a carbon for you. And now he wants to be part of that carbon. Does he have to be Mosif Chomesh? Or do we say, since it's being brought for you, you're the owner? And if you want to be part of it, you're Mosif Chomesh. Since the Torah says, Hamakdishoto, it's a din in the Magdish. Okay. Who makes the tmura on that animal? The one who made it Kodesh, or the one who's making it, who's getting the Kapora out of it? Well, the Gemara Tamura learns out, a Raya, that it's only the guy who's getting the Kapora, not the one who is Magdish. Who is the one who has the right to determine which Kohen gets Truma? The guy on whose Peres the Truma was taken, even by someone else, or the guy who gave the Peres for the Truma? And this is worth money, because somebody can come to you and say, hey, look, you've got $100,000 worth of truma over here. I got a relative. I'd love you to give it to. I'll pay you $5,000 if you give him the truma. You're allowed to do that. That's Tovat Hana'ah. That's its value for you. Who owns that Tovat Hana'ah? The one who owns the Tovah Darah is the one who was actually gave the fruits for the Truma. So Reinu Shalom Al Shal Chaveiro Tovah Tana'a Shalom. But in any event, if it is true that only a Mitchater is Osa Tmura, we're back to our original problem. Because you're saying that in this case, it would be possible for a single Yorish to go ahead and to take, make it a Tmura. Now, if the single Yorish can make it a Tmura, then why in the world doesn't that prove that he was Kona It? But if he was Kona It, then we got the problem about the Korban Mincha. So if there's a Korban Mincha, there's two Yorshim, so how can you bring a Korban Mincha? I don't get it. Answers the Gemara, there's two different elements of Kapara. There's the Kapara that's called Mikiva, and there's the Kapara that's called Mikufya. Mikiva is a Lashon of Kriut. Whatever this thing is meant to be Machaper on. So to say that the Yorish is the Bailin, no. Not. The Mincha, therefore, is kosher, because the Yorish is not a Bailin to get the Kapara that's Kavua. However, there's also a concept of Kufya. Kufya means to, like Kafa, something that is flies up to the surface. It's a Lashon of Saf. So it that means that it's a light type of kapora. So it's not coming for the eker purpose of the carbon, but in having been the one who was instrumental in bringing this carbon, there are elements of kapora that wash out over me as well. And in that sense, since there's nobody else here to get the kapora kavua, the only one that can be mamer is the Yorish. In a case, as Tosafot points out, because otherwise we're going to have a stira, in a case where someone is getting the kapara from the kli'ut, then someone who would be getting the kapara mikufya would not be able to make the tmura. That very answers the contradiction in the halachas of tmura in this issue. But meanwhile, we've learned a number of very important things today. We learned the dinim of the difference between kufya and kiva, which come up again and again. And we've learned the significant difference between those karbanos that are brought by neder v'netava, that they can have two completely different aspects in them, in the din of an asham, in which we have to distinguish in a different way its kashrus and its mitzvahs. And this is what Reish Lakish set out to prove all through this sugya. And we've also, while we've been at it, we spoke about the dinim of tmura, who does the tmura. We talked about the dinim of shukvis, the gabi carbon mincha, that shukvim cannot bring a carbon mincha, and we talked about who the owner is in the case of Yerusha for a carbon that he's bringing.
Can I be explaining
him and kuba? Kiva. Kiva is a lashon of kviut. Kufya is the targum where it says the tsof, a bazel, where the mace, the Elisha mace, that it should fly up to the surface. It says, the kofa parzava. That means it's something that floats. It's the same as the word vitzvat. It's a place where people float. And so vitzvata, that's interesting. So vitzvata is that idea. It's kufya.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The difference is that it's not the purpose of the carbon, and that it's sort of like an agav element that has a good impact on my life.
This is true with every carbon, that these two concepts are good?
It's got to be certain things. I mean, it only has meaning in our sugya so far vis-a-vis tmura, that I should be called a mishaper on some level. Because otherwise there's nobody that would be able to make this.
So you're saying
we'll see different ways
that we don't provide a carbon for such and such a thing, and there's other assets.
That we have to see, because remember that the way that we got this all along is that the Gemara was assuming that if there was Kama Etzei Gabbaz, it would be Mizrachim, then Reish Lakish should have responded. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're coming out at the end that Mekufya Mizrachim, then that means that if what you're saying is right, we should ask the same question again. Mm-hmm. So why didn't Reish Lakish respond? Okay, so Mekufya then Mizrachim. And that should be enough of a reason that should be leered to.
Mm-hmm.
You see that that's not what's meant by Lirza. Lirza is meant to be Kibbutz. It can be. Yes, obviously. Otherwise, the Gemara, otherwise, we'd be running around in circles, right? Because the end of the circuit would bring us back again to the beginning of the circuit.
And that's the Dvar. This could be way from that way from the fourth level. That can be the front door here.
We'll see later.
Doesn't it bring us back to the beginning? Because we're still really left with nothing being done.
No, that was your problem. That wasn't the Gemara's problem.
That's not the Gemara's problem.
No, that was the whole point of the Gemara, was to prove that Kerbanas do not need to be brought for a purpose. That was the whole point of the Gemara, but you missed that important point. That was the beginning. You weren't here.